From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Iran's foreign minister took to YouTube on Thursday to criticize U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear deal.
In the last year or so, we've been told that President Trump is unhappy with the deal. And it now appears that the response from some Europeans has been to offer the United States more concessions from our pocket. This appeasement entails promises of a new deal that would include matters we all decided to exclude at the outset of our negotiations.
There's been no immediate response from Washington. President Trump and his lawyers are changing explanations about the $130,000 hush money payment from his personal attorney made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Rudy Giuliani told Fox News Channel's Hannity the president reimbursed Michael Cohen with money funneled through Cohen's law firm.
It's not campaign money.
Legal analyst Jonathan Turley says the White House is trying to shift the narrative.
The clear effort here is to create a legal defense for the president, even at the cost of more political damage.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A high-level U.S. trade delegation has begun talks with Chinese officials in Beijing as Washington tries to address deep concerns about China's economic policies. Analysts say it's unlikely their differences will be resolved during the meetings, but a decision to keep talking would be welcome progress. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister congratulated North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Thursday on his moves to reduce tensions with South Korea. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Relations between China and North Korea have undergone a vast outward improvement following Kim's recent visit to Beijing. Kim's March trip was his first to his country's only major ally since taking power 6 years ago, kicking off a flurry of diplomacy. China is North Korea's biggest trading partner and has joined United Nations sanctions against the North that have cut trade between them by about 90%. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Armed gunmen stormed into the International Committee of the Red Cross compound in Somalia's capital. Crystal Wells, the regional spokeswoman for the ICRC, said the attack occurred around 8 p.m. local time Wednesday night.
At this time, the ICRC is doing everything that we can to find out more about this incident and ensure her quick and safe release.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Police Captain Mohammed Hussein told the Associated Press the German woman who was abducted despite the presence of several additional security guards. As the world marks Press Freedom Day, journalists around the globe face arrest, intimidation, or even death for doing their jobs. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has more from the annual Press Freedom Index published by Reporters Without Borders.
Countries at war are still the most dangerous places for the media. But war is far from the only threat to the freedom of press today. According to Freedom House, global press freedom has declined to its lowest point in 13 years. Only 13% of the world's population enjoys a press that is truly free. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
After a week of raucous protests, the streets of the Armenian capital suddenly calmed Thursday, and the ruling party confirmed it would back an opposition leader to become prime minister next week. The opposition lawmaker who led protests, Nikol Pashinyan, called for his protesters to stop Thursday following the concession by the ruling party. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bomber on a motorcycle has struck a bus carrying employees of the country's nuclear agency, killing two people and wounding several others. An official said the assailant opened fire on the bus, prompting the bus driver to stop the vehicle and chase him. The attacker then set off his explosives. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application so you can take the stories with you. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.